Welcome to the Confluence Investment Management Bi-Weekly Geopolitical Report for October 13th, 2025. I'm Phil Adler. Why did the U.S. offer a $20 billion bailout to Argentina? Are there clear-cut takeaways for investors? Confluence Chief Market Strategist Patrick Fearon-Hernandez joins us today to tackle these questions. And Patrick, before we look at these specific questions, it might be helpful to review Confluence's previous analysis made months ago of how Trump administration foreign policy might evolve. I'm referring to the Confluence suggestion that the Trump administration, as it relinquishes its status as global policeman, might be open instead to dividing global influence three ways, with China, the hegemon of the Far East, Russia, a dominant influence in the European zone, and the U.S. dominating the Americas. Does this offer to bail out Argentina fit comfortably within that theory?
Well, absolutely. The bailout aligns well with the idea of regional prioritization. The Trump administration appears to be focusing its strategic efforts on the Western Hemisphere, reinforcing its influence in the Americas. In fact, as we note in the article, there is reporting that the administration's draft national defense strategy could reduce the U.S. military's focus on preparing for a potential conflict with China and instead focus on fighting domestic enemies and defending the Americas. Supporting Argentina, especially under a politically aligned leader like Milei, fits this reorientation perfectly.
And it might help explain why the U.S. is willing to spend $20 billion to help stabilize Argentina, but is unwilling to directly fund additional armaments for Ukraine.
That's right. Ukraine falls outside the Americas, and the administration seems to be narrowing its defense and economic focus. Argentina, by contrast, is seen by the White House as a systemically important ally in our own region, making it a more strategic investment under this new doctrine.
Well, given that this may be a plausible working theory, we should probably turn our attention to, number one, whether economics or politics is the foundation for the bailout offer, and number two, whether it stands a decent chance of working. Let's start with the economic political question. What is it about Argentine President Milei's policies that appeals to the Trump administration?
Well, it's a blend, but politics likely plays the dominant role. Milei's libertarian reforms, such as dollarization, austerity, crypto adoption, resonate ideologically with the Trump administration. Supporting Milei therefore helps reinforce a regional political model aligned with U.S. interests. In contrast, we've seen the new administration impose tough punishments on regional powers that are ideologically at odds with it, such as Brazil.
You mentioned crypto adoption. Does Milei's embrace of cryptocurrency play a significant role?
It's part of the appeal. His push for crypto adoption, including legalizing Bitcoin contracts and promoting currency freedom, signals innovation and market liberalization. While controversial, especially with the Libra token scandal, it aligns with a broader deregulatory ethos that the U.S. administration fully supports.
The Milei administration began well, but has run into some serious problems. What happened?
Well, Milei's austerity measures, while economically sound in theory, have hit the population hard. What's important to remember is that poverty and unemployment are rising in Argentina, and the removal of subsidies has triggered widespread unrest. Milei has now begun to pay a heavy political price for that. For example, his party recently suffered a major defeat in regional elections in Buenos Aires, and corruption scandals have further weakened his standing. As a result, it's becoming increasingly likely that opposition parties will take control of the Argentine legislature at the midterm elections on October 26th.
$20 billion seems like a lot of money, even going, as Treasury Secretary Bessent described it, to a systemically important ally. What do these words mean?
Well, that term usually is reserved for countries whose instability could ripple through the global system. In other words, the phrase refers to countries that could spark financial contagion if they suffer a debt default or economic crisis. Now, in this case, the term reflects Argentina's role as the IMF's largest debtor and its strategic position in the Americas. So stabilizing Argentina helps preserve regional order and U.S. influence.
Is $20 billion enough to do the job of stabilizing Argentina and, by the way, keeping Milei in office?
Well, it is a substantial sum, but it's not a guaranteed fix. The initial market reaction was positive, as you can tell from the fact that the Argentine peso appreciated sharply against the dollar. But the gains quickly reversed. Political instability and investor skepticism remain high. The problem is that opposition parties could basically take control of the Argentine legislature, as I mentioned a moment ago. If that happens, Milei's reforms may stall, limiting the bailouts effectiveness.
Well, Patrick, Argentina doesn't appear to be a huge trade partner for the United States. What's the benefit to Americans if the bailout succeeds?
Well, strategically, it strengthens U.S. influence in Latin America and counters China's growing presence there. Economically, a stable Argentina could become a more viable trade and investment partner, especially in energy and agriculture. It's a long-term geopolitical play, really.
So do you think that an effort by the United States to decrease the Argentina-China trade relationship may be near the heart of this bailout offer?
That's a strong possibility, too. China has expanded its footprint in Latin America through infrastructure and trade in recent years. Now, by supporting Milei, the new U.S. administration may be trying to pivot Argentina away from Chinese influence and back toward Western alignment.
What's the downside for Americans if the bailout fails to turn the economic tide in Argentina?
Well, if the bailout doesn't stabilize the economy or Milei loses power, the U.S. risks wasting taxpayer money and damaging its credibility. It could also embolden opposition movements and deepen regional instability, undermining the broader strategy. To sum it up, it's a risky move. It could potentially offer political and economic benefits, but it could also backfire.
So, to get back to one of our initial concerns, is it economics or politics that's behind the bailout offer?
I think we would say that politics is the primary driver. The bailout reflects ideological alignment and strategic regional interest more than economic necessity. We think this bailout is mostly about shaping the political landscape in the Americas.
Patrick, with all this as background, let's move on now to the investment question. And I did want to offer congratulations, first of all, that SmartX Advisory Solutions has awarded Confluence Investment Management gold status for the third quarter 2025 performance of its portfolio of ideas from foreign, developed, and emerging markets. Now to my question. Many U.S. investors may not have a primary interest in South American investment. How should they view this bailout offer to Argentina as it relates to investment strategy?
Well, first, thank you for recognizing our gold status achievement with SmartX. We really do appreciate the recognition. Regarding the U.S. bailout of Argentina and its importance for investment strategy, we think it's another signal that geopolitical shifts can create investment opportunities or risks. If Milei's party and his allies retain control of the legislature in the midterm elections on October 26th, his reforms could continue and Argentine assets could rebound. However, it's looking increasingly likely that opposition forces could win, in which case political instability would persist and investors should be cautious. The situation underscores the importance of geopolitical analysis in portfolio strategy.
Thank you, Patrick. The title of this week's report is Why the U.S. is Offering to Bail Out Argentina. You can find a link to the written report on the Confluence website, confluenceinvestment.com. Our discussion today is based upon sources and data believed to be accurate and reliable. Opinions and forward-looking statements expressed are subject to change without notice. This information does not constitute a solicitation or an offer to buy or sell any security. Regarding the information on the recognition from SmartX Advisory Solutions, we note that Confluence did not provide SmartX with any compensation compensation in connection with obtaining or using this designation. Past performance is no indication of future results. The portfolio is highly concentrated and is not suitable for all investors. The audio engineer for our podcast is Dane Stoll. I'm Phil Adler.